SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Police say one person has been killed in a shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Chiefs fan Lisa Money says she didn't know what was happening.
It became chaotic. And I hear down, 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 everybody down. And I'm like, somebody's joking. You know, this is what I'm thinking. And about the same time, all of a sudden, I see the SWAT teams jumping over the fence. And I'm like, okay, this might be real.
Kansas City Police Chief Stacy Graves said at a news conference Wednesday that one person is dead and 15 people were injured. It's not clear how many were injured by gunshots. Graves said two people have been taken into custody and has heard that fans may have been involved in apprehending a suspect, but she couldn't confirm that. A Georgia judge has scheduled a Thursday hearing on a motion to prohibit Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis from continuing to pursue her election interference case against former President Trump and others. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A defense attorney in the case argued in a court filing last month that a romantic relationship between Willis and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade disqualifies them both. The filing says Willis personally benefited from the prosecution when Wade paid for vacations for the pair, creating a conflict of interest. The DA has acknowledged the relationship, but has said it has no bearing on the serious criminal charges against Trump. I'm Julie Walker.
Republican Speaker Mike Johnson says the U.S. House will not feel rushed to pass the $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. His private remarks Wednesday signal a further stall over sending military hardware and munitions that Kyiv badly needs to fight Russia. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 151 points, the Nasdaq rose 203. This is SRN News. Another troubling report about the spiritual beliefs of America's young people.
According to the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, just 36% of preteens believe that faith in Christ is the only way to eternal salvation. Only 25% of kids under the age of 13 think that the Bible is truly the Word of God. And a mere 21% believes that moral truth exists. ACU spokesman Dr. George Barna says, quote, "We are on the precipice of Christian invisibility in this nation unless we get serious about this crisis." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In 1915, the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christians. One religious freedom group warns that the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another one. A new report by International Christian Concern accuses Turkish President Erdogan of engineering hostility toward believers as he tries to make his country more Islamic. This is SRN News. Well, it's the waning hours of Valentine's Day, and correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on the story of how those flowers at the florist come through Florida for Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is a busy time for the Miami International Airport. Around 90% of the roses and fresh-cut flowers being sold for Valentine's Day in the United States come through Miami. That's according to the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. Abel Serrano is the Customs and Border Protection Branch Chief for Agriculture Air Cargo. He says their job is to check for pests.
Our mission here is to avoid and stop any possible exotic pests, plant exotic pests to establish in the United States. Also, this will also include animal diseases.
The next big flower day that the airport will have to prepare for will be in May, on Mother's Day. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.